This is Radio Nepal. I am T.K. Prasad Khadka with news. The headlines first. Parliamentary Committee directs National Disaster Rescue Reduction and Management Authority to prepare for disaster rescue reduction. Technical team Rishi's Humla Tosh has reported glacier lake outburst at Tilgaon of Namkha Rural Municipality 6. Communications Minister Prithvi Subbagrung says anti-Republican activities are unacceptable under any circumstances. And heavy rain disrupts life in several Indian cities, killing 4 people in New Delhi. Now the news in detail. The National Assembly's Federalism Strengthening and National Concerns Committee has directed the National Disaster Rescue Reduction and Management Authority to prepare for disaster rescue reduction before the monsoon. In today's meeting, the lawmakers underlined the need for making preparations on time to minimize potential risk of disasters. Committee President Sonam Geljan Sherpa stressed the need for effective implementation of the government policies and programs for disaster management with an increased coordination among the stakeholders. Similarly, speaking in the meeting, Jagat Prasad Sharma advised to implement the IT-assisted disaster risk mitigation system to make the response efforts quicker and more effective. Similarly, Indira Devi Gautam called for the effective enforcement of disaster preparedness and response plans. Meanwhile, Executive Chief of the National Disaster Rescue Reduction and Management Authority, Dinesh Prasad Bhatta, said that during this monsoon, rains are more than average have been predicted, highlighting the need for coordinated and timely preparedness by the three-tier of government to mitigate the potential risk. A team of experts has reached Humla today to investigate a reported glacier lake outburst at Tilgaon of Ward No. 6 in Namkha Rural Municipality in Humla District. The three-member team led by Sushil Kumar Shrestha, Senior Division Engineer of the National Disaster Rescue Reduction and Management Authority, reached Simcoe today and immediately left for Tilgaon in northern Namkha. 32 people in Tilgaon, which was flooded suddenly on the night on the 15th of May, are now living in a school and tent in a safe place. Meanwhile, the Karnali provincial government has sent relief materials to those displaced by the avalanche that occurred in Tilgaon. Similarly, the Nepal Red Cross Society District Branch Humla has also provided relief materials. Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli has said that the country's economy is moving towards a positive direction. Taking to his social media account, Prime Minister Oli noted that exports have increased by 32.3% compared to last year over the past 10 months, indicating that the economy is on a positive track. Minister for Foreign Affairs Dr. Arjuna Deva, who is on an official visit to Japan, held a bilateral meeting today with Japanese Foreign Minister Aoi Takeshi at the Ministry of Foreign Affairs in Tokyo. According to the Ministry of Foreign Affairs, the meeting focused on various issues of Nepal-Japan bilateral relations, mutual interest, and common concerns, marking the 70th anniversary of Nepal-Japan relations. During the discussions, Dr. Rana expressed her appreciation for Japan's long-standing cooperation in Nepal's economic, social, and other sectors. She also urged Japan to continue its support, especially as Nepal is set to graduate from a least developed country to a developing nation by 2026. Minister for Communication and Information Technology Prithvi Subbagrung has said that any activity against the Federal Democratic Republic system is unacceptable under any circumstances. Making public the decisions of the 20th of May held at the Ministry of Communication and Information Technology today, Minister Gurung said that the Federal Democratic Republic, with the sovereignty vested in the people, was established on the 15th of Nepali month, just a day of pride and celebration for all Nepalese. The government spokesperson said that if violent activities escalate, the government may impose restrictions on any form of protest and activities. The private sector has emphasized that the budget for the upcoming fiscal year 2025-26 should be should open avenues for policy stability and investment. In a meeting of the Finance Committee under the House of Representatives today, the representatives from the private sector called for an announcing the upcoming decade as an investment decade and promoting the private sector. Lawmakers in the meantime said that the cooperation with the private sector for the development of national economy was essential. This news comes to you from Daily Nepal. It's time for a short break.
Internet myself, girl,
data, voice, SMS.
नेपाल टेलिकमको सहुलियत दरका प्याकेजहरू खरिद गर्न *1415# डायल गर्नुहोस्।
नेपाल टेलिकम, राष्ट्रको संचार।
वेलकम ब्याक, नाउ द रिमेनिङ न्यूज। The Public Service Broadcasting Nepal has signed an agreement with the Madhya Province government to establish a bureau office in the province. In a meeting held at the province chief's secretariat in Janakpur Dham today with the executive chairperson of Public Service Broadcasting Nepal, Dr. Mahendra Bista, Madhya Province Chief Sumitra Subedi Pandari said that the Bureau Office of Radio Nepal and Nepal Television to be opened in Madhesh Bhavan in Janakpur Dham will help in highlighting the good aspects of Madhesh Province. Madhesh Province Chief Pandari said two organizations with a history in Nepal have played an important role in taking the province's activities to the people in Janakpur Dham, the capital of Madhesh Province. At the program, Executive Chairperson Dr. Bista briefed the province chief about the agreement signed by the Public Service Broadcasting Nepal with the provincial government today and other activities. The executive chairperson also said that the bureau office with the studio of Radio Nepal and Nepal Television will further help in taking the provincial government's activities to the people effectively from the Madhesh Bhavan itself. You are listening to Radio Nepal's ZFM English News Bulletin. Now to some international news updates. 4 people have reportedly died with more than a dozen injured in the capital Delhi and nearby areas, according to local media, after a severe hailstorm hit the city on Wednesday. According to the BBC, the powerful storm uprooted trees, triggered power outages and led to massive traffic congestions due to waterlogging on the streets. Similar scenes were also reported from India's financial capital, Mumbai, where pre-monsoon showers led to flooding in parts of the city. India's weather agency has warned that heavy to very heavy rainfall is likely over India's western coast during the next 6 to 7 days, with rains and thunderstorms expected in almost a dozen states over the coming days, particularly in the southern parts of the country. More than 90 lorry loads of humanitarian aid have been collected by the UN teams inside the Gaza Strip 3 days after Israel eased an 11-week-long blockade. According to the BBC, the aid, which included 4 baby food and medical equipment, was picked up from the Kerem Shalom crossing on Wednesday night and taken to warehouses for distribution. The UN said that the delays were due to insecurity along the single access route which the Israeli military had approved. Now the general weather forecast for the country for tonight. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast weather to be partly to generally cloudy throughout the country. Light to moderate rain with thunder and lightning is likely to occur at a few places of Kusi, Madhesh, Bagmati, Gandaki and Lumbini provinces, and at one or two places of the hilly regions of the rest of the country. There are also chances of light snowfall at one or two places of the high hilly and mountainous region of the country. With this, we have almost come to the end of the news bulletin, but before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Parliamentary Committee directs the National Disaster Risk Reduction and Management Authority to prepare for disaster risk reduction. Technical team reaches Humla to assess reported glacier lake outburst at Tilgaon of Namka Rural Municipality 6. Communications Minister Prithibi Subbagrung says anti-Republican activities are unacceptable under any circumstances. and heavy rain disrupts life in several Indian cities, killing 4 people in New Delhi. Well, that's the end of the news bulletin from Radio Nepal. For this hour, please also visit our website www.radionepalonline.com for more news and online programs. Our next news in English is at 8 a.m. tomorrow. Stay tuned and have a good night.